Hello, my friend. It's good to continue to walk with you. And the journey is each of us living stones for a new world, a new church. And as we reflect on the very, very fine book offered us to read and study and gather in pods to talk about, reflect on, build with living stones. And as we do in our mountain culture and community, consider ourselves in a wonderfully joyful and humble way that we too, each of us, are a living stone. It helps us look at Unit 2 in a very personal way when we think of ourselves with Unit 2's title as witnesses to the incarnation. You might remember that witness also is the meaning of what it is to be a martyr, which is to die, not just only for a cause, but for ourselves as Christians, women and men, to die to ourselves so that Christ might be fully alive in us. Now, in dualism, that would be a treacherous thing. And that's part of what this unit calls us to realize, that we're not dualists. God has, especially in Jesus Christ, invited us to a profound unity with God. Not a sameness, but a oneness with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the fullness of the feminine, masculine of who we are, the richness of being a person, a creature, comes as witnessing. In fact, part of our probably dying to ourselves in our age is to die from the sense of divisiveness between each other and division in our own psycho sense of ourselves, not being able to embrace the who we are by the burdens of our own past. And so our journey continues to be one of being informed so that we might be, each of us, reformed, made anew in God's own image and likeness, as we have been already in Christ. And then agents, new stones, people who are creating a new world and a new church, transforming, being transformed and transforming with one another. Sisters and brothers on the journey together. This unit opens with a beautiful little recall of the experience at Greccio, when Francis, later in his life, got permission from Rome and celebrated on a hillside with the poor and rich and animals and everybody. What we call the first Christmas. Well, the first crib out on a hillside, the first sign of the fact that God is so deeply among us that it would take us back through history and up to ours. The Alpha and the Omega and the fullness of it right on a cold hillside in Greccio, Italy. There Francis, with the permission of a friend who owned the land, allowed him to climb up there with torches lit and people gathering. And it's really where the first manger scene that now we celebrate in so many homes and churches came into popular use. It sort of came down out of the heavens and away from judgment on us, into the wonder of being human. And this whole unit tries to help us hear that. A leaning, a walking away, a setting ourselves apart from division, dualism, so that where there's predominantly a conflict between who we are and others, as is reflected on page 19 in particular, and a little after that, we come to this rich sense of a mirror of perfection. That you and I see already in ourselves the image of Christ. St. Clare, in her own writings, in her own life, highlights this for us in very special ways, and you might find yourself turning to her letters to Agnes. As I wrote the book Franciscan Lectio, it becomes so clear that our pattern and habit as Franciscan men is to look at each other and everyone else, not with this idea of secularity, but to look at the world and rediscover its beauty and its particularity. Hecheitas, as Scotus calls it, and as we see it reflected in this unit too. In Colossians, especially chapter 1:15, and in Ephesians, as this chapter also references for us, we hear that the fullness of life has always been here and that we are one with it in Christ. In Christ, for Christ, through Christ, informed, reformed, and women and men who are joining Jesus Christ to make all things new, as we say with the one-line mission statement of the mountain, to be those who are building stones, new ones, fresh stones, ourselves made new, and transformers of a world that seems to have grown weary and old and falling apart around us, at war so often, almost always, and yet coming into the tender peace that Francis called us to, his sisters and brothers, early on. Pace bene, peace and all good. Peace and all good. This unit is quite lovely, and it's fairly brief, but it helps us hear that. And the image that comes to us from Chesterton is fun. I don't invite you to try it, or maybe you will, but that we might see the world as Francis did, standing on our head. Dualism would have us turn away, become separate from, almost wishing to alienate ourselves from what's around us, as if our spiritual path would be to turn away from the world rather than to re-enter the world anew. Each of us, informed by reading this book and our prayer life and our pods when we gather, and also each of us then, as we are informed, reformed, changed by the grace of God and each other's company, the reading of the word that is alive and active in our hearing, reading, listening. And then simply, quite simply, through the giftedness and uniqueness of each of us, our essential nature, we hear the beautiful call out, actually from a Jesuit, that we might spontaneously and without being forced into a mold of prescriptions and ordinances, be developing personalities according to their own essential nature, that you and I would say, might become vital, as he says, the original beings that we are. God would grace his church one day with an order of the future for which so many of the best are yearning today. And then it would probably, this wonderful Jesuit wrote, probably bear the imprint of St. Francis's inspiration. In other words, that we would stand on our heads, not turning away, stand on our heads and see the world in a new way. We would have the opportunity in our pods to help each other laugh and share the joy of the intensity of the world that entices us not only to darkness, but through that darkness, not turning away to the light that is born in it and bears us all new, being transformed, living our future. Francis of Assisi and the Church of Tomorrow is a wonderful book you might look into by Mario Vangali. It came out shortly after the council. Many of us read it then, and it might lead us to reflections. I also, with Karen, invite us to look at our own mountain documents and continue with any of the podcasts I've done over time with Greg Lecomelli, all those things that are available to us as we turn again and now to Unit 2. A simple unit, as indeed is the gift of the Incarnation. Simple, in its old meaning, is unitive. It means being one. Simple, one, all of us, in Christ, embracing in the joy and life of Christ a broken world, not because it is, but it's become that way. And you and I call it back to its most ancient and new way. For as our doxology says, in Christ as it was in the beginning, in the incarnation, always in Christ in Colossians, as it shall be now and always, world without end. Amen. All of us together, not turning away, turning toward, and finding in our midst the one who has made us one. Through all that God has made, through the fullness of all things created anew, created, incarnated in Christ, the Word, the enfleshment of God's presence in each of us in our day. in the world today. Take time with this unit. Continue your prayer. Enjoy your times in conversation with one another. Let us continue to be informed. Reformed, each of us made anew, and those who will transform the face of the earth. Peace to you.
Singing Jesus, oh Jesus, be.